This is Scott Becker with the Becker Cannabis Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Mark Piscicovich. Mark is a guru in the cannabis area. He's consultant in the area. He's brilliant in the area. He talked to us today about some of the trends that he's seeing. Mark, can you take a moment and introduce yourself?
Scott, thanks for having me on. As always, Mark Piscicovich, lobbyist and consultant with a lot of work in the cannabis industry. Based in Illinois, and I can be reached at markmbmadvantage.com.
And tell us, Mark, what are the couple trends you're following right now in the cannabis area? What are the big trends you're looking at?
Well, Scott, actually a couple of things. First of all, being Illinois-based, I will note that our neighbor to the north, the state of Wisconsin, the news coming out of there is that Tony Evers, the Democratic governor, has proposed a legalization law similar to what was enacted in Illinois, a law that would legalize, tax, and regulate adult-use cannabis. And so that's interesting. It was not a state that was at the top of anybody's agenda. I welcome this because I have a friend in Wisconsin who has to drive to Illinois to pick up his cannabis. And he's a quadriplegic. I mean, this is a thing that keeps his body from spasming. It's, something that works. He's really must have it. He drives to Illinois and he can't be a medical patient in Illinois, so he pays 30% tax on the border just to have something that works for him. So if this thing passes in Wisconsin, that'll be great for Wisconsin, but that has been a steady sort of across the border market, and I think a lot of folks based in Illinois have been sort of banking on that, putting their dispensaries on that border area. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of impact it has on the business of cannabis, although certainly it's good news for access to cannabis. But the Republican legislature hasn't agreed with the Democratic governor on much lately in Wisconsin, so I don't expect this to be an immediate thing. And Scott, the other thing that I'm just looking at is the snow out my window. If you're in the same general vicinity as I am, you're probably seeing it snowing out your window as well. And so I'm just wondering how that will impact cannabis sales.
How does it impact? We know the pandemic drove to a serious increase in cannabis and alcohol sales. When it snows out and people are stuck inside, does that have an impact, or there's no measurable impact?
Well, that's a really good question. And you know what's interesting is that there are not a lot of statistics that I've come across in the U.S. And it's counterintuitive. On the one hand, you don't want to leave home to go get anything. I found myself out of pork chops today, and I needed them for something I was cooking, and I'm just not leaving home. I'm hunkered down. I'll eat something else. And so it could impact consumers in that way, or the alternative. This may be something that, unlike pork chops, people are unable or unwilling to be without. And so you're wondering if maybe purchases and consumption are actually going up. Maybe people are going and buying up to the legal limit, just filling up so that they don't have to keep running to the dispensary. Most of the states we've looked at recently have much more mild weather. So what happens in Michigan, what happens in Illinois, maybe what happens in the future in Wisconsin will be fascinating.
And what about trends right now? Are the cannabis companies doing great? What's the sense of what's going on? Are the market caps exploding like the rest of the market? Are they doing better than the market? What's your sense of what's happening with the cannabis companies?
Well, I think overall cannabis is on the ascendancy. I think you see deals picking up again in the sector. This time, maybe last year, there was a lot of sort of hand-wringing over the availability of cash to the cannabis industry. I think that's easing on a number of factors, including legalization growing across the country, and also, more recently, the new Democratic administration. I think people overall are feeling like cannabis is going to make them money. But I say it's still federally illegal, so don't expect it to make you money tomorrow.
And another question, people have seen sort of this obviously explosion of values for the cannabis companies. For those that did not participate in that, is it too late to get into the cannabis business? Is it mature to a spot where, the easy big opportunities for getting rich are gone and now it's a matter of like it's a business like any other business? Or are we still in the second inning versus the seventh inning?
I don't even know if we are in the second inning. Frankly, it's a good question to ask whether really the game has begun, the major league game has begun before federal legalization, or whether we're still sort of in the farm leagues and the minor leagues, and the real explosion will take place. So, you recently saw the former president of Cresco Labs, joining a partnership to start a second mover cannabis company. So I think that there's a lot of upside potential and future growth and a lot of deals to be had yet, even though it seems like it's been a couple of years in a lot of places. We're talking about it now. Most people are just not even thinking about it. It's just hitting their radar. It's still slightly naughty and may feel like not a comfortable investment. And that's fine, too.
And psychedelics. People are just starting to talk about psychedelics. You see psychedelic funds for medical use than you see for just pleasure use, recreational use. Is there any sense of that and where that market's going to go to?
Well, that market is going to go up. The reality is just as a lobbyist, in my experience, and a lobbyist who's worked on cannabis, on medical cannabis, people who are talking about medical psilocybin are reaching out to ask questions about what that might look like. And I've had a number of those conversations lately. It's something that wasn't happening 2 years ago. So I think it's definitely happening. And, there are opinion leaders who are popping into the space and contributing their personal experiences and getting into the business. I think you either have or should interview Dan Carcillo, who used to play for the Blackhawks. I'm a big fan, and he just got several million dollars to fund a psilocybin medical psilocybin venture company. I think that's something we're going to continue to hear more and more about. Although, as has been pointed out about cannabis before it, there is very little existing sort of accepted science. And perhaps as this thing comes to the open, it'll be an opportunity for scientists to take a better look at it, like we see cannabis science sort of developing slowly but surely.
Magnificent, Mark. We've covered a lot in a short period of time. Wisconsin moving a little bit towards legalization. What does it look like for the big players? Is there still lots of room for growth, for people to get invested and involved in the cannabis business? We've talked a little bit about psychedelics and where that's going, and many of us are just learning about it or starting to learn about that and so forth and medical uses there. A lot of interesting subjects. And Mark Piskovich, I want to thank you for joining us as always. Always a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me on, Scott.